WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The first of the new dual polarization products we're going to examine on WeatherBrains 101 is differential reflectivity, also known as ZDR. A dual polarization radar sends out both a vertically oriented and a horizontally oriented pulse. Differential reflectivity measures the difference between these pulses. In general, if ZDR is near zero, it means the difference is small, so the echoes are more spherical in shape. As ZDR becomes increasingly positive, the hydrometeor is more dominantly horizontal. Conversely, as ZDR becomes increasingly negative, the hydrometeor is more dominantly vertical. Now, ZDR values can range from minus 8 to plus 8, though values rarely get that extreme on either side. In a rain situation, as ZDR increases, drop size increases. So a ZDR value over 3 is indicative of big drops. Hail, though, is usually not spherical in shape, but it actually appears that way to the radar, so ZDR values drop to near zero. However, if hail is small and or it's coated with water, ZDR values will usually be high with readings at 5 or 6. This hail will almost never be severe in size by the time it reaches the surface. Conversely, negative ZDR values can be indicative of very large hail. For snow and ice situations, ZDR can vary significantly. Generally, dry snow is closer to a zero ZDR value, while wet snow will increase in value. And when it comes to non-weather returns, they can have ZDR values all over the scale. Now, ZDR is used primarily for the identification of hail, for help in identifying the melting layer, for updraft detection, for those transition zones for changes in precipitation, and for tornado debris detection. In our next episode, we'll move on to a description of CC, or correlation coefficient. We can help you with your weather questions if you drop a note to question@weatherbrains.com.